USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats propelled President Donald Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full U.S. House as the Judiciary Committee approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House is expected to approve the two articles of impeachment next week before lawmakers depart for the holidays. The partisan split in the committee vote, 23 Democrats to 17 Republicans, reflects the atmosphere in the current Congress. The Democratic majority House is expected to approve the charges against Trump next week, but the Republican-controlled Senate is likely to acquit him after a January trial. Trump is accused in the first article of abusing his presidential power by asking Ukraine to investigate his 2020 rival Joe Biden while holding military aid as leverage, and in the second of obstructing Congress by blocking the House's effort to probe his actions. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Supreme Court said it will hear President Donald Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private, a major confrontation between the president and Congress that could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. Arguments will take place in late March, and the justices are poised to issue decisions in June as Trump is campaigning for a second term. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. The court will also decide whether the Manhattan District Attorney can obtain 8 years of Trump's tax returns as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. A 13-year-old boy was arrested in the stabbing death of a Barnard College freshman who was approached in a park by as many as three youths as she ventured from her New York City campus on the eve of final exams. The arrest of such a young suspect added another tragic element to the slaying of 18-year-old Tessa Majors, a case that has troubled the city and campus leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A former U.S. president calls this a moral call to the world. Chris Barnes reports.
That's what Barack Obama says about the challenges to many people around the globe when it comes to climate change, pointing out that many are already feeling the effects of climate change. He says island countries may sink and that many nations are losing sight of the damages already happening. He told them their voices will remind the rest of the world of the impacts of climate change and could help spur them to action. And he said the world needs to prepare for the changes that are coming, including large-scale migrations and other disruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe endorsed Senator Elizabeth Warren in the 2020 Democratic primary on Friday. In a tweet, the women's national team co-captain said she's proud to back Warren for being bold, for being real, and for listening to all of us and being prepared to navigate the unique challenges we face as a country.
I would love to be on your team and help in any way that I can, so
Warren, in a statement, called Rapinoe a champion of justice on and off the field and a role model for women and girls everywhere. She said she's honored to have her endorsement and looks forward to fighting alongside her for big structural change. Rapinoe helped lead the team to its second World Cup title in a row earlier this year and was named Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year earlier this week. For USA Radio News, I'm John.